Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I would say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really. Because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League champion. Yeah. There's going to be a great deal of pride in the American Football League champion.
Uh-huh. Oh, hi.
Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Maybe I've had a drink.
Champagne.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let me make sure everyone's here. It's Mike, who's definitely had a drink. Yeah, I know that you've had
That's
a drink.
That's why I'm waving on the radio.
You just give me the nonverbal.
I'm waving.
Buzz, how are ye?
My cup is all empty and stuff.
Are you? You finished your drink?
Yeah. Is that too soon?
Bring it on over.
All right, I will.
Yeah. Get a refill.
Yeah, bring it over.
Then we've got Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how
right.
are you?
There's Joe and Matt the Pollock. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Got to look at that nice tattoo outside.
Yeah. Boy, that does look nice. That guy did a great job on his tattoo.
It really is.
Great.
Matt was telling me that he's not getting the best of response from chicks and bars when he shows his tattoo that says ass.
Has he shown Mr. Buckhance the tattoo?
Matt, come here.
Come on over here and show Mr. Buckhance your tattoo. Buckhance.
Mr. Buckhance.
Do the boys like it?
Whatever.
Have another drink. Right?
Mr. Buckhance.
CVB.
I've only had a few sips.
Steve, please meet Matt Goldstein.
I met the young lad. He's a fine-looking lad.
He's one of our best interns, and as a way to make sure he never forgets what we think about him,
right?
He had this tattoo put on his arm.
Isn't that nice?
That's actually the same response I get from the women at bars.
Good.
Hence the name of his team, the Asses.
That's right.
Exactly right. There. And here's the college boy. Hey, Barty.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Hey, what's up,
Hey, Bart. Bart.
Hey. Barty, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Bart, you looking forward to the draft?
Yes, I am. I myself am enjoying a high life, the champagne of beers.
Hey, that's good. Well, you're in the spirit of the draft day. That's wonderful.
Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it?
Let's begin. Let's begin here now. Steve Buckhance. With the first round.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everyone. You're looking live at the beautiful Rockville, Maryland studios of the mighty WJFK Radio. As
with your host, Steve Buckhance.
For the 2007 WJFK NFL Damn Dummy League Draft.
With Steve your host, Buckhance. Steve Buckhance.
With Phil Chenier. Oh, sorry, old habits. There. A gorgeous afternoon here in the nation's capital as we get set for the draft. Thought we'd do that properly, Don.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for setting it up. The first round, I think, what do we have, like a stupid 30-second time limit in the first round?
Is it a 30-second time limit?
Something along those lines.
We shouldn't need it. Everyone should be so well prepared.
Yeah, I don't exactly have a stopwatch, but we'll just keep it running, as it were.
All right, then let's...
Round number one.
Let's begin the beginning.
The Damn Dummy League Draft 2007, and first up is Rob Spiewak. From the TCB, Rob goes first. Rob,
that guy's retarded.
Hello, Stars.
Number one pick.
Hi, Rob.
At the position of kicker. LaDainian Tomlinson.
All right.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Good on and gone.
Up number two is John Norman from the Cat Herders. John, who's your pick?
Running back from your LA Rams that have moved to St. Louis. God, I suck.
Well, and that would you want to start again?
What's the name?
There would be Steven...
How about less words? That might be helpful.
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson is picked number two by John. And next, Buzz Burbank. Buzz?
Kansas City's running back Larry Johnson.
All right, we're marking that down. Larry Johnson goes number three in the fantasy draft. Mike O'Mara from the Americans picks fourth.
Frank Gore,
picked number four by Mike O'Mara. Bart, you're up.
I will take Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander goes to Bart Source.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, you've got the number six pick in the first round.
Yeah.
You know you want him. 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 You know you want him.
Lawrence Maroney.
Whoa.
Running back. New England.
Lawrence Maroney, the Patriots running back.
How far down is he?
Well, some have him ranked actually number 11 in the fantasy rankings.
That is a true wild card.
Those guys are fags.
You've done your homework.
Joe Ardinger is up next, Joe.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton Manning ranked number 1 in the fantasy draft by many. Clearly the number 1 quarterback in the draft. And Peyton Manning belongs to Joe Ardinger. And Matt, you are last in the first round. Matt Goldstein.
I will take Willie Parker.
Say again, please.
Willie Parker.
Willie Parker goes number 8 to young Matt Goldstein. Well, that completes the first round of the fantasy draft.
Now let's snake back through and do it backwards, and then we can have a recap. How about that?
Right. Very good. So we go backwards now.
Matt picks again.
Also at running back, I will take Rudy Johnson.
Rudy Johnson in round number 2 goes to Matt Goldstein. Joe Ardinger is next.
From Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Westbrook.
Local guy, Brian Westbrook from the Eagles, and he goes to Joe Ardinger. Don, you're up next.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush goes to Don Geronimo with the 3rd pick in the 2nd round. Bart, you're up number 4 in this round.
I will take Joseph Addai.
Joseph Addai.
Indianapolis Colts running back.
Mike O'Mara, the number 5 pick in round number 2.
I will take Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, big-time QB, and goes to Mike O'Mara. Buzz, you're up with the 6th pick in the 2nd round.
I'd like quarterback Carson Palmer of Cincinnati, please.
Carson Palmer of Cincinnati goes to Buzz Burbank with a 6th pick. John, you're up with number 7 in this round.
Please give me Travis Henry from Denver.
Denver's Travis Henry goes to John, 7th pick in the 2nd round. And, Robbie, you complete the 2nd round.
Baltimore's Willis McGahee.
There it is.
McGahee.
Willis McGahee of the Baltimore Ravens. That was. That's 2 rounds already complete, Don.
Jesus Christ.
We're not really doing the CBS Sports Line list, are we? Look at that.
What do you mean? What's happened?
It's just, the top 14 picks recommended on CBS Sports Line are all gone. The only wild card, really, was... You, when you went way down the list to grab that Lawrence Maroney.
Third round is about to commence, ladies and gentlemen, and it will start with Rob A. Rob?
Oh, let's keep it going.
Andrew Brees from the New Orleans Saints.
Drew Brees
goes to Rob A. And John, you're up with a 2nd pick.
Okay, thank you, Rob, for taking that one out from underneath me. I'll take Mark Bulger.
Mark Bulger, quarterback. And that goes to John with a number 2 pick in the 3rd round. Buzz Burbank with a number 3 pick in round 3.
Marvin Harrison, please.
Oh, Mike O'Mara.
Sorry.
Disappointing a lot of folks in this room.
What? Someone wanted him?
Apparently so.
Huh.
They should have taken him.
And taken just in front of Mike O'Mara. Mike, you're up.
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson goes to Mike O'Mara.
Cincinnati better have a good year. I'm screwed already.
Bart, you're next.
I'll take Donovan.
Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb, still not proven to come off of the surgery, but... We'll see if he's ready.
Good luck with that, Martin.
Thank you.
He's been really good for me in the past.
Donnie Geronimo, you are next.
All right. I'll take my full 30 seconds.
Ah, get the clock going on him.
We're going to have to make this longer in a minute because I'm having trouble keeping track already.
While we have this moment,
for the 4th year in a row, Torrey Big Game Holt.
Torrey Holt, you love that man. And he always comes back to hurt you.
The 7th pick in the 3rd round of the Damn Dummy League draft goes to Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Ha ha, good luck with Torrey Holt, clown.
Clown. Trash talk.
Clown.
I'll take Steve Smith from Carolina.
Yeah, good luck
with
that clown.
Wide receiver Steve Smith also injured last year and a huge cog in the Carolina offense.
Good luck with Jake DeLome throwing him the ball.
And Matt Goldstein... The leader of the asses, you are up. The final pick
you
in the 3rd
it,
round.
You said Steve. Leader of the asses.
I will take quarterback Philippe Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
San Diego.
Where the hell is he on my list?
That completes the third round, Don.
I'm lost. Hold on a second. Yeah, wait a minute. Where's Felipe Rivers?
Where is he?
What, Buzz, are you on the same
cheat
list?
Sheets?
On my cheat sheet. I can't find. Oh, here it is. Philip Rivers?
Phil Rivers.
P-H-I-L-I-P. So it's one L?
No, there's two L's. I'm positive he doesn't spell it P-H-I-L-I-P.
There's no L in Rivers.
Number 50.
I see it.
Number 55.
You're holding up your CBS Sports
Live. I am not drunk.
You're holding it up to me as if.
I'm not drunk, Don.
I see.
Is he the quarterback for San Diego?
I don't like him.
Don't like him, Matt. That's why you're head of the asses.
Larry, where's the egg timer, Larry?
Don.
Mike.
I got to tell you.
Yes, go ahead.
Not many people in this town do a Sonny imitation. It's one of the toughest ones to do.
No, it's not.
Steve, we all do them on this show.
We'll see you at Maya Emco.
That's great, Sam.
Where's Margo?
Sam, cutting the cheese is farting. What is the...
What is the what?
Do pronounce that name for later in the draft when I get it.
You're like, are you kidding me?
I didn't know whether you knew the guy. You watch 100 football games a day.
You don't ever see that commercial where the guy goes, TJ, who's your mama? And, like, everybody looks at him like he's a retard
Hushman
and says...
Zada.
Yes.
Hushman Zada?
You didn't know that? Well, I forget. You're the guy that looked at Teddy Bruschi's name and said...
Brucey.
Teddy Bruschi.
I'm captivated by my baseball now, Don.
I know you are.
Haven't been paying attention like I should be.
You're not a good friend. You didn't pick up the phone last night. I called you. I was going to tell you I thought Josh Beckett should be taken out of the first inning.
Well, they've probably been swept by now. The game's probably over.
Also, I wanted to say to you, why has that boy got some sort of Indiana Jones artifact hanging around his neck while he's pitching?
Baseball players like their necklaces, Don.
But I like my baseball players with nice big gold necklaces, Mike.
They're all wearing magnets. They think it helps their mojo.
Listen, that was not true that time you guys said I ate 40 pizzas one night at Duke University.
Is it true that the county sheriffs would always call in the call and they'd say, is it a 6 or a 9? Meaning whether I rolled my car or not. I'm not sure.
Then there was the time I had a headache, and Sam told me to take one of his pills. Turns out Sam has horse tranquilizers. I was on the floor of the Phoenix Stadium. They was having to resuscitate me while the game was going on.
Those were the days.
So true.
Shall we proceed with round number 4?
Oh, why don't we? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Who's up, Steve?
Matt is up in first shot on round number 4.
All right. Chicago Bears defense.
You're a retard. That's a pull so early.
Oh, you're taking the whole Bears defense. All right. Thought you were going to go with Urlacher for a second.
Jesus, Matt, that's stupid.
Huh. Bears defense.
And Mike says it's stupid.
Joe Artinger, head coach of the Westies. Joe, you're up second pick in the fourth round of the draft.
I will take... wide receiver Reggie Wayne from Indianapolis.
Reggie Wayne goes to Joe Artinger. Don Geronimo, the head of the Lombardis, is up with a third pick in this draft.
Fellow you may know named T.O.
Terrell Owens.
Good call.
T.O.
Terrell Owens goes to Don Geronimo. Bart, son of Don Geronimo, is up next.
Give me 1 second here.
You got 30. Take all,
take your time.
Take all 30, son.
We're just trying to fill time. That's what we do.
You're down there having sweet tea and...
Sweet tea. You'll only get it in the South.
Be sweet.
Probably having Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, which comes out of the tap in Clemson, South Carolina.
Using that college education to strategize here. All right, you got about 10 seconds.
Who's your pick, buddy?
I'll take Roy Williams.
Roy Williams.
From the Detroit Lions.
The wide receiver from Detroit.
Mike O'Mara with the fifth pick in round number 4.
Hold on, Steve. Want to use my time. Don't want to be rushed, Steve.
That's another way of saying you weren't prepared.
I'm totally prepared. I just would like to spread the wealth. I'm sort of team heavy with the Cincinnati Bengals
right now.
Yes,
you are.
Let me go with, it's a tie. I think I'm going to go with Cedric Benson.
Cedric Benson.
Of the Chicago Bears, another running back.
All right, nobody's taking Clinton Portis yet. That's
That's right. He's
Buzz hurt. Burbank right. is up with a sixth pick in the fourth round.
Thanks, Steve. I'd like San Diego tight end Antonio Gates, please.
Antonio Gates goes to Buzz Burbank.
Start a run on tight ends, I bet.
Yeah, that's he gets the first tight end.
John Norman of the Cat Herders with a seventh pick in round number four.
Running back Ronnie Brown from your Miami Dolphins.
Ronnie Brown, the Dolphins. Who will open up at FedEx Field on September the 9th against your Washington Redskins.
That's what we were looking for, isn't
right,
it?
Steve.
That's what we were looking for. Yeah.
And Rob A. Spiewak with the final pick in round number four.
Come on, boy.
Arizona wide receiver Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin.
You know, we could fit one more round in before we go to break.
All right, let's do it. Start with round number five, and Rob A., you're still up.
Come on, boy.
Let's go with Javon Walker at wide receiver.
Good pick. Javon Walker goes to Rob A. John, you have the second pick in round five.
Arizona wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
And Gerald Fitz Larry.
Ah,
that's that old Irish gay thing.
Buzz Burbank has the third pick in round five.
A running back from Jacksonville, is it Maurice Jones-Drew?
It's always good when you phrase it, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Buzz.
Yay.
You can tell he's done quite a bit of work on Maurice Jones-Drew.
Right on.
Mike O'Mara with the fourth pick in round five.
Now, hold on. Hold on, Steve. There's 30, 31. Let me move on down here. I'm just going to find it as soon as I can.
Don't worry about it. The clock is ticking. You're fine.
Tony Gonzalez.
Ooh, great tight end. Was also a great basketball player in college as well.
Really? I just realized I watch Hard Knocks, and Kansas City doesn't have a quarterback to throw to him.
That's good.
I'm screwed again.
Excellent pick.
I may be having the worst draft of my life.
Yeah, but you've still got the Red Sox to fall back on.
Yeah, that's right, being swept by the Yankees.
Bart, you're up next with the fifth pick in round five.
I will take Thomas Jones.
Running back for the New York Jets.
Thomas Jones. And Don, you have the number six pick.
Yeah. No balls, no glory. Vince Young.
Wow.
Screw the Madden curse. Vince Young, as long as he doesn't open a dog-killing chain, I love him like I love Mike Vick. I'll take Vince Young.
Hey, that's a good pick.
Vince Young goes to Don with the sixth pick.
Good luck with that, Donnie.
Thank you there, Mike.
Joe Ardinger, you're next with number seven in round five.
Has Willis McGahee been picked
yes,
up?
He yes, he has. Yes.
Joe, you should have known that, boy.
Not paying attention, Joe.
I don't like him.
Maybe a penalty for that.
I don't like him, Mike.
I will take Todd Heap, tight end.
Excellent tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, or Raisins.
Yeah, we're all having fun now.
Todd Heap.
Yes, Todd Heap. He's a heap of trouble, Steve.
And Matt Goldstein, you are final in round five.
Pollock?
Marquise Colston.
The wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints.
That'd be the one.
That completes five rounds in the 2007 Damn Dummy League Draft.
Look at us. We blew through that.
Look at having Stevie here.
Yep.
Yep.
Hi.
Stevie, little Stevie.
How you doing, Mike?
Stevie B. How you doing, little Stevie?
Little Stevie, I'm going to tell you.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I remember little Stevie bringing those women to his mom's pad.
And this is only going to degenerate even further, isn't it, Mike?
Well, we are entering the part of the draft now where we are all going to start to get confused.
It won't matter.
We are going to lose our place.
Uh-huh. You walk into Steve's mom's place and he says, check out this view.
Don, are we going to do our draft recap so far so we can say the names of the players on our teams?
You got it all, Steve?
I have it all.
Okay, here we go. Here's a very quick recap of the first five rounds of our draft.
In round number one, the very first pick in the draft went to Rob A. It was LaDainian Tomlinson. John then chose Steven Jackson. Buzz took Larry Johnson. Mike nabbed Frank Gore. Bart took Sean Alexander. Don Geronimo got Lawrence Maroney. Joe Ardinger, Peyton Manning. And Matt, the head of the asses, took Willie Parker. The second round was led by Matt, who took Rudy Johnson. Joe took Brian Westbrook. Reggie Bush went to Don Geronimo. Bart then chose Joseph Addai. Mike O'Mara tabbed Tom Brady. Carson Palmer went to Buzz Burbank. John then took Travis Henry. And Rob A. finished out the second round with Willis McGahee.
I am not gay.
Round number three went to Rob A., who took Drew Brees. Mark Bulger went to John. Buzz then chose Marvin Harrison, disappointing the rest of the crew here.
Sorry.
Chad Johnson went to Mike O'Mara. Bart took Donovan McNabb. Torrey Holt was taken by Don Geronimo.
Damn straight.
Wide receiver Steve Smith went to Joe Ardinger, and Matt took Philip Rivers.
Steve Smith and the Nakeds.
To lead off round number four, Matt took the entire Bears defense.
Yeah. Early pick.
Reggie Wayne went to Joe Ardinger. Don then took Terrell Owens. Bart nabbed Roy Williams.
I really am a visionary this year. I want to tell you, I am going away from the mold. I am a visionary this year.
I really like my team the more I look at it.
Mike latched on to Cedric Benson. Buzz took Antonio Gates.
Yeah, I know. You don't even know who Cedric Benson is, do you, Mike?
Running back for Chicago.
He's entertaining.
Ronnie Brown went to John, and Rob Cedric closed out round number four with Antoine Boulder.
I was going to say, good one, Buzz, because I was going to say it might as well be George Benson.
Cedric the entertainer. I like that.
Round five, led off by Rob. He took Javon Walker. Larry Fitzgerald went to John. Buzz took Maurice Jones-Drew. Tight end Tony Gonzalez went to Mike O'Mara. That's a good pick.
Yep.
Bart tabbed Thomas Jones. Vince Young belongs to Don Geronimo this season.
That's right.
Joe Ardinger took tight end Todd Heap. And Marquise Goldston went to Matt Goldstein. Goldston to Goldstein.
How about that?
That's a fantastic recap. How about Steve Buckhead?
How about Steve Buckhead? Getting it done.
Great job.
With your host, Steve Buckhead.
I like to keep Dude Walker in work. You know, he's got to pay a mortgage. The more we give him, the more money he makes.
That's right. Hey, Barney, we got to hit a break if you want to go hit the head.
All right. How long till I call back?
About nine minutes.
Nine minutes.
He's fourth in round six.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, bud. Love you.
We'll call back.
Love you. See you soon.
Mike.
Yes.
The second pour is a little friendlier than the first.
Sorry about that.
Jesus. I almost lost an eyebrow.
Just having a good time on a Thursday afternoon with my friends.
Just having a good time.
Yes.
Good time.
What's that smoke coming out of your panties? That just drop them panties.
Good
get them right off.
Oh, dear.
You ain't never going to get down.
Is everybody happy?
Oh, you ain't never going to get down to Aintree. You done taking a wrong turn. this river don't go nowhere near Aintree. You boys is lost. Unless you just drop them panties.
This will be known as the day Steve threw his broadcasting career away.
Out the window.
Oh, dear.
He was so excited. I never went there. Oh, think of the highs when Michael Jordan had the team, when you actually got to say, from the key, Michael Jordan, and now you're going to be fired for these stupid comments today.
Yes, I'll be out here on Rockville Pike trying to get people into Timpanos.
We'll come right back with more of the draft. Oh, I'm sorry. We've got a
push a button.
We've got a
The Don and Mike Show 2007 Damn Dummy Fantasy Football On Air Draft. More after this.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.